views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host Nancy, and I'm here today with Mary Jane Mack. For those of you who are new to the Mary J. Max Radio Show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive, and she has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been doing this TAPS program since 1992. It's the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your deficiencies are. Then she recommends a whole food nutrition product that gets your body working again, brings it back to balance, and gets you to the top peak performance. She's pretty amazing. For those who are new, she is my mom. So she is even more amazing. She's kept me healthy for I don't know how many years, but I feel great. She's laughing.
It's still going, Nancy.
It's still going.
It's still working.
I'm a work in progress.
Aren't we all?
So today we are going to talk a little bit about everything. Mary Jane had a topic that she wanted to talk about.
We will talk about.
Yeah. Let me just throw that out there. I believe it was depression and how it affects your body. And I said, that's not a really good topic to have right before Christmas. I mean, I said, talk about a Debbie Downer. I said, come on. And then she says to me, so what do you want to talk about? I said, we just talk about everything. Let's talk about, or I said nothing. Because like Jerry Seinfeld, I'd been watching Seinfeld lately, the show about nothing. But anyway, we've decided we're gonna talk about everything. So if you have an ongoing health problem, something that you've been to the doctor about, you just can't get an answer, Mary Jane is the person to talk to. So we're taking your calls and answering your questions. You can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And I'd also like to say, we got Benny here in the studio.
Hi, ladies, and Merry Christmas to the both of you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Big plans already or in store? Or?
Trying to get myself ready.
Big plans, home. We're going to be home, having some family over. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Friends.
Sounds like a big party. Wasn't invited, but I'm maybe next year.
Yeah, you can come.
Benny, you're always invited. Always invited.
It's the golden cheesies that are on the menu at
our
house.
Absolutely. My absolute favorite hors d'oeuvre in the world. So, courtesy of Mary Jane. We don't have those. It's not Christmas at our house. So, all right, Mary Jane. What topic should we start off with?
Nancy, let's talk about that depression thing.
And, you know, I don't want to make light of, you know, the depression thing because there are several people who are depressed. And I think around this time of the year, there might be even more people who, you know, are depressed for one reason or another. So I just want to put that out there. I don't mean to insult or hurt anyone's feelings about the depression topic.
Well, what I want to talk about with the depression is what organs affect you and cause the depression. And often people are sitting in this mode where they don't feel good, they're tired, they have no ambition, they just don't know what to do. And antidepressants take a long time to work, and they really don't work.
It's covering up the symptoms.
Exactly.
Really what's underlying. Yeah.
So there are a few, for example, the thyroid T1 regulates hormone to your brain. And when you're lacking that hormone, that's when you can be bummed out, depressed, not feel good, not think clear, not be sharp. And that can be anyone from little kids all the way up to older adults.
What
it doesn't matter.
What about
and pets.
Pets.
pets, definitely pets. And so when that shows up, it's the thing with what I do, the accelerated performance system, is I'm able to identify exactly what's causing your depression. I'm not guessing at it. Your body tells me. And then your body will also tell me what nutrition and the exact amount to pull you out of that. So that's why we have predictable results. I know that when I do your formula for you, that in so many days, you're going to start feeling better. And it's a process. It's always an ongoing feed your body, get your body healthy, and return back to balance.
And that's that's sometimes what we forget is your body holds all the answers, and you're able to tap in and
get exact. And I not only can tap in to find out what's the cause, what's the organ, but what's the emotion.
The emotion.
Exactly. I can ask your body. Remember, your body has all the answers from the time you were conceived till the present date. And when I say when you were conceived, people are born sometimes and never feel wanted. They feel lost, and they just feel, and they carry that till they're older. They don't know why. But sometimes inter utero, their parents may not have wanted them. And there could have been discussions about, oh, I'm pregnant, but I don't want to be pregnant and don't want this baby. Well, when you do that, the baby gets the emotional hit.
It's just like you're born with your parents' nutritional deficiency.
Exactly. So anyway, I can tap into the body and ask. We could figure out exactly what the emotion is, because every organ carries an emotion. For example, the thyroid is past lives, your past emotions, what's happened to you before. And bladder is ticked off.
Well, you say ticked off. Someone else I know who we both respect said pissed off. Like, yeah, not ticked off, but really pissed off. So,
and then
my favorite, the gallbladder, resentment.
And that's common. And it's all relative. And liver is anger. Kidneys, fear. Stomach is disgusted. Spleen is self-esteem. So we had every organ means something. So when you experience that emotion, you stuff it. It gets stored in that organ. And when that organ gets so, every time you experience the same emotion over and over again, that energy gets filled in that organ. And pretty soon you cannot tolerate it any longer. And that's when you present with symptoms. So the thyroid has to do with past emotions. And again, so we use a nutrition to feed the thyroid and get the thyroid healthy and help you think clear, help you be sharper. Like little kids can have trouble in school. They might have learning problems. And it doesn't take much to give the kids what they need to pull them out of that. And again, people say, well, how can they have that? They're so young. And like you said, Nancy, you're born with your parents' nutritional deficiency. It's like people will say, oh, it's hereditary. My dad has that. Now I'm going to have that. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that if you have something, and this has been proven, if you have an issue and it's corrected, your children, you do not have to be passing it on to your children. So if you have gallbladder issues, and like I'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, my mother had their gallbladder out, my aunt had their gallbladder out, and the whole family's had their gallbladder out. Well, that's a big emotion right there. But there's a reason for that. And you may be, it was probably the way they're all eating for one thing. But when it's anything like that is in the family, it's you're handing down your stuff to your children. But if you are nutritionally in balance and change that, that will not happen.
And I love how the people, some of your clients have, you know, you'll come up with gallbladder when you do your testing and they say, well, I don't have a gallbladder. Well, there's another organ in your body that takes over that function.
Yeah, so your body always has a backup. So the liver is a backup for your gallbladder. So when I test people, if they do not have that organ, it doesn't matter to me. That's how we treat it. We still feed that particular organ, whether it's ovaries, if they've had their ovaries out, Because the liver is back up to the hormones, too. So if your liver is suppressed, like from your gallbladder, you could have hormonal issues. I once had a fella come to me who was, he had a history of testicular cancer, and he had been treated for that. And now he was a young guy, and they were trying to have another baby. And he had worked with the fertility doctors for a year and seen all the experts that he could. And he heard about me and came in. And it wasn't his hormones at all. It was his liver. So all I did was give him nutrition for his liver and his gallbladder. And in 6 weeks, he called me and he said that his wife was pregnant. It was like it was amazing. It was such a simple change to correct, but it made a difference for his entire life.
Exactly. It's about finding out why your body isn't working, and it could be something. They were treating the symptoms instead of looking at the body as a whole. She's amazing, people. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a quick break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done.
The 24th Annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World, is February 11th through the 15th. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. Join WOW for intimate, experiential, life-changing workshops and evening presentations that will inspire you. You can choose 2 half-day workshops and receive 1 half-day workshop for free through December 31st. Join a supportive community of women on their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life. Women of Wisdom is the place to be. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org to discover all the diverse offerings WOW has to offer you.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we
were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane. And Benny, do you have something to say?
No, I'm just admiring your intro there. A somberish song, and yet you come in with like, hey, everybody, welcome back to
it's the holidays.
I know, I know.
It was a very somber song.
Yeah.
Were you trying to match that depressing thing that we talked about, or what?
No, it was actually, that was a remix of Adele's song.
I love Adele.
That's sweeping the nation right now.
And so is she.
Phenomenal, yes, phenomenal vocal chords. And so I figured, you know, you're the top 40 gals that come in all the time.
So. Oh, you're so sweet. My head's getting bigger and my headphones are getting smaller.
Right, but your mom wanted some holiday music, so I might have to
wanted holiday. Mom's like, no.
Oh, you
no,
don't?
No, I do.
Now you're saying it because you're live on the air. That's
I do.
If you only knew what happened during the break,
I could play some,
people.
It's okay.
Yeah, Benny's the, you know, mixologist there. Yeah, okay. So, Mary Jane.
Okay.
Boo-hoo, bah, humbug, no holiday music.
No, I think if people understand how where this comes from and that it's not that difficult to deal with once you identify what it is, but if you just go on flat, straight antidepressants, it's kind of treating one thing. It's not working on what's really out of balance with you.
You just totally skipped over my bah, humbug, holiday music thing. Avoidance. We have avoidance.
We have that a lot in our house.
Avoidance.
We have a 15-year-old.
I don't hear you. No, but that's true. So you can, there's a quick and easy fix to get pulled out of this.
Well, for example, it's the thyroid is one of the main things. And then there's different parts of the brain. The front part of your brain produces natural lithium. And if that's out of balance, you're going to have poor memory, low concentration, not be able to focus. I see that in people like college kids starting new projects, people starting new jobs. They'll always need a little extra help in that area. CEOs of companies need that as an ongoing to keep them sharp and steady. So, but once you identify it, you've got it down, and they take the nutrition to support them, and they feel good all the time. And then the other part of the brain is the pineal gland. That's nerves to the brain. So when the nerves to your brain are dry or not functioning as well, then you have melancholy. You're up and down. You don't feel good. You're just kind of bummed out and teary and crying. So that has to do with the folic acid feeding the nerves to the brain. And then you go to hormones. So
what part of the brain that we always talk about this at when we get around certain family members?
The back part of the brain, the cerebellum, when you're low in it's ribonucleic acid. That's when you're, again, if you're low in ribonucleic acid, you'll be tired, you'll be yawning, fatigued, especially if you're with certain people or if you're a CEO or like Benny working with a lot of people. It doesn't matter who you are. When you're around a lot of people and other people are tired, they draw your energy.
My best example is you sit down next to someone on the airplane and you're in a good mood, you're excited. The person next to you is like, you know, half asleep and drooling. You're like, pretty soon, 5 minutes later, you're drooling and they're like bouncing in their chair and they just sucked everything you had.
Exactly. And people can do that whether they're with you or on the phone or distance. If you think of someone, like a family member, for example, they can draw your energy because energy is infinite. And it doesn't matter if they're halfway around the world. You're still connected energetically.
And they just suck you dry.
And when that happens, again, you'll yawn, you'll feel fatigued. The worst thing is if you start drooling. When you start drooling, you're really wiped out.
It's embarrassing, especially on a plane.
So again, it's easy to identify where you're low and correct it.
Well, the other place is the mall. You go into the mall, you're feeling really good, and then all of a sudden you're like, super tired, you start yawning, especially this time of year. So,
and another thing you could do is just say a prayer to surround you with positive energy.
Put yourself in a bubble.
And protect yourself. So it's there are things you can do. Often we forget to do it, and then these things catch us by surprise, and then you're kind of wiped out. But even if you're wiped out, again, you could bring in positive energy to clear the negativity and clear your space and fill it with positive energy. And that definitely does help.
Okay.
So then when you get to the hormones, like for women, ovaries, again, same with men, with testicle, when they need hormone, they can be off and feel depressed and tired,
moody,
not functioning, because they could have anxiety because their heart doesn't get enough estrogen, and panic attacks sometimes with that. So when you make sure that their ovaries are balanced, it keeps them happy and they feel good, and helps their whole structure, actually. And then the uterus has to do with strength in the body also, and emotions that are up and down. And prostate, when a guy is low in prostate hormone, they usually are very angry. Those are the guys that can just get at a drop of a pin, can blow up.
And, 0 to 60.
Yeah, they just get, and that's usually a big sign. When somebody's like that, you check out, make sure their prostate's healthy, because that if they don't have enough hormone, they're not happy, and they're very angry.
And nobody's happy.
Oh, no.
No.
So those are some of the things. And, of course, if you're generally not healthy, and say you do have a gallbladder issue or you do have another health issue, you can be bummed out just because you don't feel good. And you're day in and day out, you don't feel good, and then you start thinking there's something really wrong with you, and you don't know what it is, and you've been to every doctor, and then you stay in that frequency. It's about the frequency you stay in. Everybody has a vibration, and the vibration, it can be from like 0 to 90. And if that vibration is low, you're not going to feel good, and that's when you can be sick, you're not very healthy.
I'm very happy.
You're not happy. And so it's all about keeping your vibration up. And then when your vibration is up, all your organs are functioning at their peak level and you're feeling good.
Okay. She's laughing at me. She's laughing. No, it's true. I mean, I'm lucky enough that I know when something is off in my body because, like I said, mom's been doing it since 1992, and she also trains her clients to be aware of certain situations, too, so they can, take care of themselves and fix themselves. If they're going on vacation, you might need to take a little more RNA. If you're eating things that you shouldn't, so she's your lifelong coach. She gets you to your optimal health. And then she also teaches you how to remain there. So she's amazing. If you would like, I know I keep saying it, but she is. If you want more information about Mary Jane, you can visit her website at maryjanemack.com. Or you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And the other thing she does is pets. I mean, I think we forget about our pets. And a lot of things within our environment affect our pets.
And how they pick up on your emotions.
Exactly.
And your stuff.
I was visiting my family in Chicago not too long ago, and I took my aunt grocery shopping. I thought my other cousin was going to, like, you know, I was going to disintegrate with the looks I was getting, because it was probably, she loves to spend time in the grocery store. And we were looking for stuff to mop the floor, and I said, my cousin Bridget said, oh, yeah, I use that. I said, well, you shouldn't use that. I said, not with your pets. I said, so.
Tell her what it is.
I don't want to say.
It's a floor.
It's a floor cleaning
cleaner. Treatment. Yeah, that's got chemicals.
Floor. That's got chemicals in it, and pets have been known to pass away from it. And I said, no wonder. I said, you've been using this on your floor? I said, poor Rocky, her Rottweiler, is now walking on three legs. I said, my God, Bridget, you're killing your cat and your dog. So anyway, it's just those little things. She said, well, what am I supposed to use? I said, vinegar and water. So my aunt says, oh, I better put this back. I said, Aunt Arlene, you don't have any pets. Don't worry about it. So it's just the simple things that you need to think about for your four-legged friends, family members.
Oh, and I've got to say this again because it's, I mean, it happens every day. Your drains, remember to do your drains. And that's with, you can use 3 cups of white vinegar and 1/2 cup of baking soda. Put the baking soda in first, then pour the vinegar in. And remember that your tubs and showers are always the worst, so you may have to repeat it. And if you're in an apartment, absolutely, you probably have to do it every couple of weeks for a while until you really get some of that grime out. But when you don't do your drains, then your pets are itchy, they're scratching, and then you also can be congested.
Congested, not feel good, have your stomach kind of nauseated.
Toxic. Yeah.
So all kinds of crazy things. Looks like we have Dr. Pat calling in.
Yeah, she's swinging by. Say hey, what's up, Dr. Pat?
Hey, what's up, ladies?
Hi, Dr. Pat. What a nice surprise.
I love you guys. I listen to the show all the time. And by the way, I do the drains.
All right.
Do the drains. And people don't really understand much about why. But, you know, we don't really think about, like you were talking about in the show. The other thing is we don't really think about how those drains affect our pets. And I think, Nancy, you were talking about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we are not sensitive to them, but our animals really are. And so, yeah, we've been doing the vinegar thing, Mary Jane, since you told me about that years ago.
Yeah. And
I got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
I was listening to you talk about positive energy. And my question is, okay, positive energy. We're getting a lot of science on it now about positive thinking, positive messaging. You know, the science is pointing to all sorts of things that affect us physically. You know, from your point of view, what is it that people should know to encourage all of us to make sure we're putting ourselves around more positive energy? How exactly does it affect our bodies?
Oh, being around positive energy, it's you feel good. You feel healthy. You feel happy. And things tend to go better. It's like when people, if you're talking, for example, about, I'll have somebody talk about their children. And my child, he's really having a hard time. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. And I say, you, especially if it's a college kid, then they're not around all the time. I say, you have to just send them positive energy and think good thoughts about them all the time. You can't be thinking, oh, well, I feel so bad or that they're not doing good, because that's the message they get. What you think is what you send out. So by being positive and keeping your energy up, that's how you could help change someone and help them heal and help them be better without doing anything.
I like to do my positive energy with random acts of kindness, whether that's buying somebody behind me in the Starbucks line a cup of coffee, letting somebody in ahead of me who has, you know, speeded, didn't get in where they should get in, holding the door for someone, because I find when you do something for others, there's something that changes within you. And you just do it unconditionally with no expectations. But when that person turns around and smiles and says thank you, it changes the
makes
physiology.
You feel good.
Yeah. So that's how I like to get my positive energy mojo going.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love what you guys do. And Mary Jane, one of the things I know you're going to talk about is also how can we get ourselves fit? You know, how can we get ourselves, you know, ready for the holiday? And I know you work with people one-on-one individually. And I like to think about it as a tune-up. Many of us need a tune-up. And that tune-up, especially before the holidays, is the kind of things, that's the kind of thing that will get us more prepared at the body, mind, spirit level. You know, get us prepared for whatever's going to come our way. And then also, you know, people are talking about an energetic shift this upcoming year. And I think a lot of people are feeling it. You know, they're feeling also a burden around it. What would you say to folks that are ready to release that kind of energy? Things that are, as you say, Mary Jane, things that are clogging up the works.
Well, you have to stay. It's about standing in your power and staying centered and focused. It's that's what I see. It's really all about. People are ready to shift, and they're it's all about standing in their power and letting go of the belief that it's not theirs. So when you stand in your power, you bring in the positive energy and you allow yourself to do what you were meant to do. And it's pretty exciting when I see people making major changes who have been just kind of bouncing things around for a long time, then all of a sudden decide, no, I'm no longer going to do that. This is how I'm going to run my life, and these are the changes I'm going to do. And when they make a list and they have a positive outlook on what they're going to do, but the big thing is being clear and knowing that they can have whatever they want and make that shift into the new year.
I love it. Well, I love you guys. Thank you so much for all that you do. One last question, maybe you can handle it to sometime in the show, accidentally came to me from one of our listeners. A question that came in from Jana from, it looks like, Alabama. The question is, I know I'm getting ready to eat way too much for the holidays. Can Mary Jane talk about what we can do to stay balanced? Well, there you go.
All right.
You guys, thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much. Have a great
Merry
holiday.
Christmas.
And thank you for the show.
Okay.
Bye, Dr. Pat. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I love... Okay. Eating. It's my favorite topic. And I think this is the time of year. It starts at Thanksgiving, and this is the time of year where, you know, we're snacking, we're having so much food. I have to say, if your body is in balance, meaning everything is working properly, you do not overeat. You eat only what you're, you know, you eat regular meals. There's no extra snacking. There's no extra binging. And so that's what I've always stressed about. Make sure your body's in balance and then you don't have all those issues, because it drives me crazy that everybody's, you know, indulging, and I always say everything in moderation. And then come January 1st, okay, got to lose weight. It's time to lose weight. What's the point?
Well, getting back to the tune-up thing, when people come into my office, basically people, when they've hit maintenance and they come in every 3 months, they come in for tune-ups, or they come in as often as they need. So when you come into my office and we do a program for you and figure out what exactly is throwing you out of balance and get you on the right track, it's pretty hard to do yourself. I mean, you can guess at it. You can spend a lot of money in the health food store. You can try things. And I know that so many people do the best they can, and they're still not getting anywhere, because I see you coming into my office all the time. So believe me, I can save you tons of money. Figure out, do your program, figure out exactly where your body is at, and you will feel the best you've ever felt because your body's in balance. And then you no longer have to worry about overeating or overindulging. And I give you tools what to do if you get into a situation. But usually if your gallbladder is out of balance, and right now everybody is eating all those other foods that they normally do not eat, and clogs up the gallbladder, then when the gallbladder gets clogged up and goes into low gear and is full of sludge, the whole body goes into that same frequency. So you can be, I score the gallbladder, the organs, a 0 to 10. And if the gallbladder is a 2, you're really stuck.
All right, we're going to talk more about the gallbladder and being stuck and your digestion after we take this short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Dun, dun, dun. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of...
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Benny. Oh, no, that was Kermy. I Kermy. Because I just put you, I just love Christmas. Just love the lights, love the music, love the Christmas spirit, Christmas miracles. Happy, happy, happy. Okay, Mary Jane's looking your at me. Your mom is giving you the I know, look she's like, okay, looks. Are we going to talk what about is something? That? I know.
Nancy's happy.
Bah humbug over there. All right, let's talk about tune-ups. Let's talk about...
Scrooge needs a tune-up.
Yeah, let's talk about...
All right, let's talk about... Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're, again...
I want to throw something in.
Okay.
I know it's your show, but I want to talk about something.
Okay.
It's the microwave, too.
Oh,
you're
yeah?
trying to lose weight? You're doomed if you use that microwave. Well, that's all I wanted to say. It's the microwave. Our microwave is a bread box.
Exactly.
Storage.
You shouldn't be microwaving food. Again, if you're a tune-up means that your body, when I check you, we get your body totally in balance so that you feel good all the time. You don't have sugar cravings. And And if there's, you have some major issues, of course, we clean those up too. And now when people are thinking about, oh, I'm going to go on a diet after the first of the year, that's about the craziest thing for most people because they don't work. It's about getting, again, if you have a bad gallbladder and your body's, your kidneys are backed up, you're not going to lose weight. You have to get your body healthy and then the weight will come off and you won't have to struggle and it won't come back so quickly. So it, like after the first year, it's coming in for a tune-up and get your body
in balance.
In balance and cleaned up. And then to get your exercise program and eat healthy. It's not about doing a starvation diet because they do not work.
No. And I love everything in moderation. So those people who are, you know, Christmas Day, a few parties left, I always say have what you want, but don't have like the whole table.
The problem is, though, if somebody's blood sugar is off and they're already in a crisis, it's very hard for them to do that. Because what happens is when they eat something, their blood sugar shoots way up, and then especially like sweet things, then their blood sugar crashes down. So their blood sugar is up and down. So they, as soon as it drops down, they got to eat to get the quick fix to keep going. So it's a never-ending thing. They can't get to that even keel. They have to eat more protein in order to keep your blood sugar stable. And that would help. And just think about, the sugar thing. Once you get onto that, you're stuck. So before you go to a party, think about having protein and like a chicken breast or...
Eat something healthy and filling,
yeah,
before you go to the party.
Exactly.
Well, that just doesn't
sound... then lean toward the paleo program, eating program, which is a very good program for weight loss or for getting your body in balance.
I'm lucky. I don't really crave sweets. Bread.
Well, that's because
I love bread.
Yeah.
Bread is my thing. So, and then also you can't lose weight if your digestion is off.
Well, that has to do with gallbladder, stomach. It's the whole thing.
It's a package.
It's the whole thing. It's not just one thing. And that's why when people don't feel good, they're in the health food store asking what to take because of their symptoms. And they buy all these products and they don't work because you don't have the right product to do the right job.
Well, yeah. It might
make you feel better temporarily.
Well, yeah, but it could be something totally else off in your body that needs to get fixed first.
Yeah.
So
because kidneys have a lot to do with digestion. So if you're getting bloated, like if you eat one thing and you get bloated, that could be your bile duct. You don't have enough bile to digest your food. Or it could be the kidney full of sludge. And when the kidney gets full of sludge, it backs up and then you get bloated. You can have constipation or diarrhea. You can have a stomach issue. And then there's the toxic stomach from bad food or microwave food. And when you have a toxic stomach, that means you have a lot of bacteria. And then all that bacteria goes through your kidney and bladder and causes kidney and bladder issues, which then cause lung shortness of breath and sinus issues. One thing can cause you five or six other things. And by taking care of the one issue, all the rest can get better.
It's quick, it's simple, it's easy, and it's effective. So I'm going to give out Mary Jane's website again if you want to go learn more about her. It's MaryJaneMack.com. And her office number is 888-777-4232. You always talk about good food, which is non-processed food, proteins, fresh veggies.
Yeah,
use a veggie wash.
Basically eliminate dairy and wheat because the wheat is genetically modified. And heavy grains. If you have a poor digestive system, basically, if you've got a really bad digestion thing going on, you can't handle a lot of really good, healthy food, like whole grains, because it'll just make you more bloated. Your body can't digest it, and you don't feel good. So you have to start with some basic protein and vegetables that are think about easy to digest. Even fruits that are canned or jarred in their own juice because they're already cooked.
I like
so they're easy to digest.
They're mushy foods.
So those are the things when you really don't feel good, if you eat that, you're going to feel better faster versus salads and things.
And I know for those who do eat bread, I eat bread, try a potato bread instead of a grain bread or a regular white bread. Potato bread is your friend, correct?
Correct.
Thank
correct,
you. Yeah. And butter. Always use butter.
Not margarine.
And always use real sugar.
Exactly.
Because your body knows what to do with those.
And never use corn syrup. Corn syrup in any products. That's one of your worst products. It causes all kinds of other disease and diabetes and can lead to cancer.
So yeah. If you use all the pure products, your body knows how to use them all up and burn them up. And
real cream.
Real cream. Right. We're into real food. Real, real, real. Okay. Mary Jane.
Yeah. So those are some of the things you could do. And again, at the beginning of the year, when everybody's looking for a solution to their issue, just give us a call and we can fine tune you and do your tune up and make you feel good pretty fast. You won't be going into the summer trying to figure it out.
Well, I love that because January 1st, everybody wants to lose weight that they gained over the holiday. And then I think it lasts maybe to January 15th, maybe January 30th of going to the gym and sweating and doing all that. And then everybody kind of falls off the ball.
It's a great time I stay away from the gym.
Exactly.
Because I'll never get on a machine.
No.
So I always work out the other, 49 weeks of the year.
Exactly.
There, and then I take my time off.
Because February comes, the gym is empty, and then people start going to the gym in April to lose weight for the summer.
Bingo.
Why go through that vicious, nasty cycle? Get your body in balance, get yourself tuned up, and avoid all of that chaos and craziness.
I'll just look at how's it working for you.
Yeah.
How's it working for you?
Exactly.
So when you're ready to make a change and do something that's lifelong and changes you forever, then that will work and it'll be easy. I have a niece who started with me a year ago, it's probably more 18 months, a little bit longer, and she has lost 115 pounds just following the program and just gradually changing things, making changes that I suggested, and just stuck with the program. And before that, she was up and down with all kinds of diets, did all kinds of things that never worked. And now she feels the best she's ever felt. She's just about at her goal weight, if not at her goal weight, and she can do anything she wants.
It's not crazy. So, yeah, it's kind of like she got her body, Mary Jane and her got the body in balance, worked together, and now look, she's a brand new person. Hi, Kathy, by the way.
Yeah,
love
Kathy.
And miss you.
Kathy listens every show.
Every show, I get a text message afterwards, thumbs up, thumbs down, or LOL.
It's usually thumbs up.
Yeah, it's usually thumbs up. It depends on, you know, my comedy of the comedy of the hour. Okay, time for us to take one more quick break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. And they are delicious. Many of the customers want to know which is the best maca for their lifestyle, age, activity level, and health goals. These are the three main questions to answer before you purchase. Which color of maca is best for your specific purpose? Is raw or gelatinized the best maca for you? Should you use maca powders, maca capsules, or maca extracts? You can try selections of all of these products to see which will work best for you. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy. I am here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. For those of you who would like to get an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232 or visit her webpage at maryjanemack.com. Something that you may not know is Mary Jane has clients all over the United States, like my cousin is located in Chicago, so she does phone consultations. The only thing you don't get is the famous Mary Jane Mack hug. So, but she does a lot of phone consultations, and she's able to get in. Your body tells her exactly where the beginning needs to go, and you take off. Everybody gets tuned up, and you're ready to rock and roll for 2016. Correct? Anything
Correct.
Else, Mary Jane?
No, we look forward to it.
Oh, the other thing I want to mention is she does have a Facebook page. It's Mary Jane Mack. You can go on there and like it. She has some pretty amazing eagle pictures that she posted the past couple of days. She's had some eagles visiting her out at the ranch. So
yeah, pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
So that was pretty amazing.
No, we love hearing from you, and we love hearing your ideas. And so let us know if you have any questions on Facebook. That would be great. And We love hearing from all our clients around the country. We have clients from just about every state there is. And it's so much fun what I do because we have such great results. And I love to see people change their lives. And I can help you and be your coach, but you do the work.
Exactly. And it's not hard. It's not hard. I do have a quick question. I know a lot of people are talking about probiotics. What's your thought on probiotics?
Probiotics are okay, but if probiotics aren't the cure, you've got to figure out what else is wrong. Now probiotics is like the...
Is that the new catchphrase?
Yeah, it's the catchphrase, yeah.
Kind of like gluten.
Everybody's on probiotics, yeah.
I saw...
But if you have a major thing wrong, probiotics are not going to change your life.
No.
Yeah.
And then the gluten-free, I saw a sign recently, gluten-free teriyaki. I don't get that. I think... does that make sense?
Or is it just my curiosity, but...
I know.
Gluten-free is on everything.
I know. Everything is gluten-free. Huh. I'm confused. Gluten-free teriyaki.
Gluten-free water? I mean, they can go that far? I mean,
it's gluten-free eggnog.
Well, I know it's... gluten-free. I think that's the new catchphrase. It used to be organic. Now it's gluten-free. Yeah. They just keep changing and changing. It's craziness.
Whatever's healthiest in conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it should be no matter what.
Exactly. It should always be no matter what.
So we wish you... a happy holiday and a safe holiday, and enjoy your family and friends. And remember to do the best you can to make a positive change in your life and in somebody else's life. And you could do that by just thinking and sending them happy thoughts and positive energy.
And I would like to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Thank you all so much for listening this past year. We really appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. I wish you love, peace, and joy over this holiday season, and we'll see you next year.